Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rob Has a Podcast. We are here live after the eviction episode of Big Brother Canada 6, if you can call it an episode. I am your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Melissa Denny. How are you doing, Melissa?
I'm good. I'm a little confused as to how you can take something totally gold and turn it into total garbage. But Big Brother Canada seems to have done that at this episode. But, you know, there was some good parts to it. But overall, I had low expectations and they somehow managed to not even meet those. So, yeah, doing great.
Yeah. Also with me tonight is Matt. How you doing, Matt?
I'm great. No episode could get me down from the chance to finally podcast with the great Melissa Denny. So I'm thrilled to be here.
There you go.
It's our first podcast together.
Yes.
It's a moment to never, never, ever forget.
Yes. Let me just also tell you that as soon as Melissa joined the call, Matt immediately tried to throw me under the bus to Melissa. He was like, whoa, Taryn is complaining about how you and Brent are always late. Like, whoa, Matt, since when are you Johnny in this situation trying to pretend that I'm like complaining about people? Matt is he's a trouble stirrer here.
What does Brent usually do? Does he just keep the peace while he jumps on? I feel like this isn't some kind of like uncharted territory to like stir things up before a podcast.
We're making our own Big Brother episode because the one that we're shown wasn't exciting enough. So, you know, we got to spice it up.
You heard Hamza. He wants somebody to stir things up a little bit. I'm just trying to help out.
Oh, gosh. We have our own Hamza.
He's a lone wolf. All right. So we have the chat room open on robisawebsite.com, and you can send questions in to me on Twitter at ArmstrongTaryn, if you so desire.
You know, the chat saying Doom Tribe just said Matt's getting a better edit than Johnny.
Yeah, I'll take it.
I'm giving him credit, right?
Yeah, we're giving him credit for his moves.
All right. So here's the great thing for all of you people who are here for the episode recap. You're not feeds people. You probably watched that episode and you were like, that seemed like a perfectly reasonable episode. Probably, I guess. Why are these people hesitant to even call it an episode? Well, we are here to tell you all of the glorious things that happened on the feeds this week that you missed and will probably never see, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. There was a lot. It honestly, like, you guys had some of the longest morning updates that you guys ever have this week. And they literally managed to turn that into a giant segment on some sort of traditional thing that I did not understand any of, which I did enjoy watching, I will say. But then also just one conversation and then that's it. Like one strategy conversation.
It's crazy to me, not just the fact that like we didn't get, you know, everything we wanted, but like Maddie wasn't even on the show. And like, it's not just like all of the stuff that Johnny did was just in particular, like the episode made it out to be so much about Allie and how did Allie have to do, what did she have to do with all of this? But every single person in the house had conversations with Johnny and that's the reason that he stayed. And some of them weren't even on the episode. So that's just what's so mind boggling to me.
Yeah, they made it appear as though Allie was his coach, I guess, and being like, you can do this. These are the things to say. And then she leaves and like, it's like, I'll let you alone now. And then he has one conversation and not even like a good conversation, just kind of like a, yeah, you know, I don't know. And then all of a sudden the chips fall into place because of Allie. And it's like, that's not what happened at all. It makes it seem like Johnny had no part in this at all. And he was the whole reason he stayed. It was one of the best flips in recent Big Brother history. And we didn't even get to see any of it on the show.
Yeah, I underestimated just how bad this edit could be. I was thinking before to the episode tonight, what they'll probably do is they'll give all of the credit for this masterful flip to somebody else other than because basically every single person in the house thinks that they masterminded this flip, including Allie. And so I was like, well, certainly they're going to give this edit to somebody and it's not going to be Johnny because they don't like Johnny. And that will be annoying that they give somebody else the credit, but at least we'll see something. But instead, they gave somebody else the credit for doing not a whole lot. We didn't even see what happened at all.
Well, yeah, we didn't get any diary room sessions or anything where someone's like, I'm going to make this happen. This is like the plan or anything like that. It was just like, okay, so you're going to talk to Will, right? And then Will's like, I'm going to bring in Allie. And then Allie's like, I don't want to have any part of this. And she like leaves. And then that's that. Like, there was nothing. There was no good strategy at all.
And don't forget the beginning of the episode where they started off with Derek's nominations. Then they were like, well, it would be good for us also maybe if Johnny stayed. And they even like captioned when he was talking, and he's like, maybe I don't want Johnny to go, or whatever he was saying. So it's like from the beginning, they didn't even like give us any kind of hints that they were going to give Johnny the credit. It was like, well, Derek and Kayla were thinking about this from the time they made the nomination. So mm-hmm. Of course, there was always a chance that Johnny was going to stay. He was never dead in the water.
Yeah, they made it seem like there was a possibility it could go either way. It was very, you know, fluid. We don't know. And no, that's not the way it was at all. It was literally that Johnny was like 3 feet out the door, 2 feet out the door, whatever. He was all the way out there. And Ryan was staying for sure. And then Johnny was able to maneuver his way through all the people and find a way that miraculously he basically like Dan Gieslinged his way into staying this week. And it was amazing. And we didn't see any of it. It made Johnny look basically incompetent.
Yeah. I mean, they made sure to show every bit of Johnny's mistakes in the previous days in exceptional detail as he went person to person apologizing for lying about the vote. And then when it came to fixing all of those things and flipping the house in legendary fashion, he is nowhere to be seen. They really must hate Johnny. But just like to put this into contrast, like there's been a lot of comparisons to obviously Dan and the funeral, obviously not as dramatic, not as impressive, but it's in the same vein, right? Like it's something that we haven't seen since that time. And in the US, Julie opened the episode, "The New York Times is declaring Dan Gieslinger the best player of all time. The Washington Post is saying this is like watching Paul Newman in The Sting. The raves are in and the fallout is about to begin. Welcome to Big Brother." Like, they made a huge deal of this. They edited it as well as they could to really milk it for all that it was worth. And it's like, this is what these kinds of players give to you. These are the legendary moments on the show that keep the hardcore fans coming back because they remember. Do you remember where you were when the funeral happened? Like, it's like that's the kind of thing that this show is all about. And I was thirsty for reactions to this edit, so I was all over Reddit. A user NTMA1 on Reddit said in the episode discussion, I unironically want to see a 5 minute long BB Can edit of Dan's funeral, where Dan is shown giving up and BB Ben City makes a power move and saves him.
That's perfect. That's so perfect.
Yeah. Well, it's true though. Honestly, like I never really felt this strongly about it before, but I feel like at this point it's like safe to say that if you could just take like the cast from Big Brother Canada, the competitions from Big Brother Canada, Arissa at this point, and then you just take that and put, and then everything else from Big Brother US, you would have a good show. But really, like, I always thought that Big Brother Canada was superior at this point because I just felt like Big Brother US was dropping the ball. But now that I see these edits, it's just insane to me that they would take these amazing players and these great moments and just turn them into trash. And I don't know why they do this, because they have such gold in their hands. They have such great material to work with. Whereas Big Brother US, they're working with garbage and they're turning it into gold. So like, I don't see why Canada can't pull it together. I'm just
If anybody's like listening and they're like, why are these people complaining so much? Why are they so frustrated? They're always frustrated. They're always angry. You have to understand, I guess, where like we're coming from. It's just people who watch the live feeds all day long. Like, it's no surprise, no breaking news here, that the live feeds and the episodes are a different story. So for people that are watching the feeds all the time, talking about the feeds all the time, we're watching things like Johnny's ridiculously impressive week where he's managing to save himself person by person, conversation by conversation. And over the course of 2 days, he just completely turns the house around and finds a way to stay. And then we see the episode and it's more like a funeral for Ryan, watching him, say his goodbyes and watch Allie lead Johnny to the path to staying. And it's like, mm-hmm. come on, like we just watched all that. And like, why can't, it's just so hard to not see him get the credit he deserves.
Yeah. And we're not complaining just to complain, because I mean, to be fair, I really had a really fun time. I had a huge smile on my face watching the March of the Moose segment. I thought that was hilarious. I loved it. But if only they would just put the strategy part in there with it. I don't know why they're not doing that. It's just, it. That's what's upsetting to me, is that like the fun parts of Big Brother Canada are all still there. The competitions are great. I'm loving those. But then they just are totally dropping the ball when it comes to the strategy and the actual gameplay.
Yeah, and it's just like these kinds of moments are rare on Big Brother. They're the kinds of things that I know, at least for me, they're the kinds of things that I hope to see happen every once in a while. This kind of turnaround, this kind of gameplay, and to see it not even remotely shown, let alone celebrated on the show, is very disappointing.
That's the thing, is in recent memory we don't have this, so it's so exciting when we finally get it.
Yeah. And yeah, I will say, obviously, the Big Brother Canada, they still have some outs, I think. Obviously, during the endurance competition, maybe then they go back and they do some flashbacks. Like, this is where everybody stands because of Johnny's campaigning. I mean, I don't want to presuppose too much. I don't want to give them too much credit, but I also don't want to completely tear them down while they still have a chance to theoretically show up. At least some of what happened, but man, there was so much that that could have happened, that could have been shown on this episode that was not.
I just feel like if somebody wins HOH, that puts Johnny in danger again this week for some reason. Like if Kayla won HOH, I feel like there's no chance. Like we're losing all of that and we're never getting it back. So
well, that's kind of the beauty. Johnny should not be in danger.
Well, he shouldn't be, but yeah.
All right. So let's talk about the episode. I'll talk about what we did see. Obviously we start out with Derek not using the veto. Ryan is telling us, look, I don't think I need Canada's help this time. I think I'm all good.
Which is kind of true. Like at the time, that actually was an accurate statement, because it was totally a foregone conclusion that Johnny was going this week.
Yeah. And Johnny says that he's like a zombie. He's not ready to go home. Like, this is like, oh, you know, maybe they're setting Johnny up. I felt like all week long they were tearing Johnny down in order to have the edit where he builds himself back up. But no, not quite. They have Paris and Will. I mean, really, if you didn't know what happened on the feeds, and maybe you still don't, I don't know how, like, I'm curious to know what you think happened, why Kayla is enthusiastically voting Ryan out of the house. Will and Paris were talking about wanting Johnny gone. They're saying if you have a big target on the block, you have to take the shot. And, you know, that's it's Johnny's dead to rights here in the edit. So yes, let's we do have an HOH winner, but we're not going to spoil anything, chat.
Chat, stop it. Everyone turn off the chat now.
Behave.
We barely talked about Ryan on the live feed updates because he wasn't doing much, but he was kind of all over the episode here. He has this pool metaphor for Big Brother. He says Big Brother is just like pool. You control one ball at a time to take out all of the others. Sometimes you take direct shots, sometimes you have to use one to take out another, and sometimes you just go for wild swings and it works out great, and sometimes you go for wild swings and it doesn't work out great, and that's why pool is Big Brother. You can applaud later, Paris.
And then Paris is like, oh, so are the stripes and the solids teams? And then he's like, oh god, my metaphor has been totally destroyed.
Like, I get where he's coming from, but that guy plays a lot of pool, and I feel like he understands, or he should understand, that when you play pool, you want to get the eight ball in last, and usually you want your opponent to still have balls on the table. So if you're on Big Brother and there's still like six other people in the house, and then you go for the win, how does that work? I don't know if you thought it all the way through, but
it's like none of it really works in the end. Like at first you're like, huh, Wow. Okay. Oh, wait. Okay. No, wait. None of this makes any sense. All right.
Like, it was a cute analogy for like 5 seconds, but I was like, come on. There's so much else they could have been using the time for, even if they wanted to use that time for Ryan. Like, there was, I don't know how fast they could have gotten it into the episode or if they wanted to. But this morning, Ryan and Paris spent time together, kind of saying goodbyes, but not really. And Paris was crying. And Ryan was like, well, I don't know if this is too much feeds, but it was like a sweet, touching moment for the two of them. And it was a way to show Ryan in the light that they've been trying to show him in. But, you know, whatever. Pool table.
Yes. And I will say, for anyone that hadn't listened to, that doesn't usually follow the feeds, I highly recommend listening to today's live feed update and yesterday's. Just listen to yesterday's first and then today's. They were both kind of longer ones, but we go through exactly what happened here and how Johnny managed to dig himself out of this hole in a very, very tricky spot. I don't want to, you know, repeat it all tonight, but needless to say, it was almost an impossible spot he managed to get himself out of, bringing these two separate groups that were against each other in and working together in order to save him, and then they ultimately end up flipping Dela, and he makes separate deals with Dela, and Johnny ends up in a position where he is really set up well here. So again, I highly recommend you check out those live feed updates from yesterday and today. Yes. Because there's no spoilers there anymore.
And I think it's what's really impressive about it is the fact that it turned into a unanimous vote, because he was working these groups totally separately and he was able to convince them all separately to do this. It wasn't like, oh, the house all came together and was like, let's make a move as a house. Let's all as a house agree to get rid of him. It was like he went to this group. He went to that group. He ended up going to the other group, which is Dela. And he was able to convince all of them separately that this is best for them to have him stay, which there's no way it could be best for everybody to have him stay. That just doesn't make any sense. And also, I don't want people to think that we're just hating on Allie or something because we don't like Allie or something, because I love Allie, but she really just didn't have that much to do with this whole thing. I mean, in terms of convincing everyone, it was definitely Johnny. So, you know, I love her, but the edit really gave her a lot more credit than she deserved.
Yeah, Johnny had to separately convince all three different groups, and sometimes the different people within those groups separately, that he was most loyal to them and that it was in their best interest to take him out, because other people didn't really want him in the game, but they also were willing to vote to keep him, and he had to explain that. And every single person in that house felt like I was the mastermind that tricked everybody else into keeping Johnny, and I'm pretending that I'm not sure where Johnny stands, but secretly I know that Johnny is most loyal to me. Every single person, there were multiple people that said to the cameras, Allie was one of them, Paris was one of them, they said to the cameras, man, we did it. We tricked everyone. Johnny's secretly with us. This is going to be great moving forward. It's really something that we don't ever see. And Johnny managed to pull it off.
And one of the even more like impressive parts was the fact that besides how he got all of his allies on his side and saying like, you know, this is good for you guys, this is good for you guys, with the trio and then with Allie and Liv, somehow Dela got on board with this. And that's the part that I'll never understand, because they had been targeting Johnny. Everyone was worried to tell them about the plan because they knew that Dela wouldn't be happy with it, or they shouldn't have been happy with it. And somehow, I don't know if it's more so credit for Ryan's awful game with Dela, or if it's credit for Kayla, just, I don't know where her head has gone for the past 2 weeks. She has just been like completely like spun around like a million times by everybody else in the house. And she just smiles and laughs and convinces herself that this is great for her game. And just, I don't know what she's thinking lately. But yeah, the fact that Dela was on board with this and they were so excited, and even Derek at one point was saying, this is great for us. Johnny is on our side. He's going to work with us next week and keep us safe. And this makes sense for us. That was the most impressive part. And I feel like Johnny had the least to do with that part.
Johnny literally had Derek running around 2 days after the fact that that Johnny had already secured all the votes. He had Derek running around thinking that he was swaying people into just keeping Johnny. And Johnny was like, thank you, Derek. You are saving me. It was ridiculous. And you need to at least hear the story of how it happened.
What I don't understand, sorry to like interrupt, but what I don't understand, though, about Kayla choosing to keep Johnny is that, I mean, I know she knows that, or she thinks that Ryan was going to target her this week and she thought maybe Johnny wasn't. But one of her main points in wanting to keep Johnny was that he would target Derek before her. But doesn't she know that a lot of people would target Derek? I mean, it's not just him. So like, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like it's like, that's not really what she should be thinking about right now when there's a ton of other people who are out to get her and Derek and not just Johnny. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. I feel like that's more end game and she's not even close to the end yet. So I don't know. It was kind of weird logic.
Yeah, yes. I guess her mind has just been going towards lately. Like, she sees that like the connection that she has with Paris is kind of like dissipating. She's putting like a wall in between them herself. Allie and Liv, like, they haven't really talked much in the past few days. We've been talking about that on the updates. So I do think that Kayla has some kind of sense that she's starting to understand that people don't want her in the game. Meanwhile, Derek has connections with Will and he's, you know, trying to make that stronger. But Kayla really hasn't been working into literally anybody in the house, let alone like having another number one, like a lot of other people in the house kind of do. So I don't know. I guess that's what she was going for here. She was trying to get Johnny to be her other number one, but like in no world ever was that actually going to be a real thing. Like in absolutely no world was Johnny going to say, yes, Kayla's my new number one. Like, let me work with her and help her get to the end of the game. So yeah, that's just her delusion.
And Johnny being able to persuade her that he was being truthful in that conversation,
which we'll never see ever on the episodes.
Yep.
It's unfortunate. So we end up seeing Marcia come out of the tomb. We had been speculating, is there some sort of twist with the tomb? Luckily, no. It's just Marcia.
Nothing.
This is kind of like a love-hate situation because I loved that it was Marcia and not a twist. It was some kind of fun task that I did enjoy watching. On the other hand, it was a bunch of time wasted when we could have been seeing what Johnny was doing. But Marcia comes out of the tomb and gives Will a task. He needs to screech people. I do not know what I apologize.
I have literally no idea what they were talking about.
I was hoping you'd have an impression ready.
Creature or something.
Yeah, they acted like I should know this. So maybe it's a Canadian thing that most Canadians know, but I have no idea what this was about. There was some kind of, they had to take a shot and then kiss a fish and you know, that inducts them into Will's homeland.
I'm going to need you both to just stop right now and kiss your microphones and then we'll keep going.
No, we have to do that chant. I don't remember it.
And then say something.
Yeah.
Jig jag job. I don't know.
Your big jib jaw.
Is he a screecher, Maddie? Yes, I am.
Oh man, I did enjoy Johnny and Will or Johnny and Ryan are upstairs and Johnny's just like no, yell at him, like freak out, and Ryan, she just goes off and there's this big argument and then Allie starts like really yelling and milking it for everything it's worth. I have to assume this is why they like Allie, because she gives them some good stuff when it comes to this sort of thing. She was very good. She acted very well, acting very pissed off that Will did not succeed. I love Will. Why didn't you try harder? Or no, John. No, Johnny says.
Johnny said that. He's like, why didn't you try harder? And Will's like, are you kidding me? Did you not see me what I was doing?
My first thought was like, how did like Olivia not get this task? Because I feel like she's been the one in the show that's been like fun and goofy. But then once Will was going through with it, I was like, nah, he was giving them the reaction they were looking for when he didn't get it accomplished.
Mm. Yeah. That was he was not even getting as mad as I thought he would.
Yeah.
I thought he'd get more angry.
What did he say in the HOH room? He's like, all right, whoever leaves, I don't care. Or something like that about.
Yeah, he said something about them. Yeah, he was. But I thought he would yell a little more when Ryan was like, I'm not doing this.
Yes, crazy stuff. So then we get the party, and Ryan has some dad dance moves. And he apparently was around in the 70s because he's old.
That's so mean.
What was it, Will?
It was funny though.
Yeah.
He's like the '70s. That was great. That was a fun segment. I will say, like, that was a really fun segment. And honestly, I would love it if it wasn't taking away from a really awesome thing that could have been shown this week that wasn't shown.
That would have been
if they like divided the episode in half and they gave half of it to that segment and then half of it to a good Johnny edit, I'd be like, okay, love it, great episode. But like, they didn't show any of Johnny, not even a minute of Johnny. Yeah.
That would have been a great segment for Wednesday night's episode, or even theoretically Monday night's episode. Like when nothing was happening on the feeds, that would have been a great segment.
Can I just say the chat room is killing me right now. Apparently the feeds are like going crazy. And like the fact that we can't watch it. How do you guys do this all the time? The feeds always are fun right after the episodes.
And the chat's like, you guys need to talk about it. It's like, we're not even watching it. We can't watch it. How are we supposed to do both?
I want to be watching it. You guys like this.
We don't need to be directing traffic away from our own show here, Matt.
Everyone's telling us to stop talking.
Everyone's telling us to stop talking.
I want to watch.
All right.
See you guys later.
All right. See you, Matt. Stop turning people away.
This is part of the Matt edit.
Now he turns to a villain.
And then, you know, he builds himself back up. We know what's going on here.
So we get more segments. Johnny is doomed. But here comes Hero Alley to save the day. We didn't get a single Johnny diary room from this point on until the eviction. It was all from Allie's perspective. She talks about how she needs Johnny in this house. She gives Johnny a pep talk. She tells him explicitly, talk to Will. He then talks to Will and then he needs her supervision, apparently, according to the edit, in order to finish the conversation with Will. Then Will goes and talks to Paris, and then Allie joins that conversation as well. In real life, on the feeds, Allie was actually hindering Johnny's progress with Will and Paris by being way too eager about wanting to keep Johnny, and they did not want to give Allie what she wanted. But of course, on the show, she is doing all of the work. So there's that.
That's the whole thing with the bucket and the hole in the bucket. Every time that Johnny was making progress, somebody would come in and like give him a little bit of pause. Like he always had it under wraps, it seemed like. But I guess Allie was actually in charge, and we were the ones that are wrong reporting on the updates.
So then we get another lovely segment that I would have been okay with any other time. We get to hear from some evicted house guests who are going to talk about how they're going to Coachella and stuff.
I mean, I liked seeing them, but like, give them something else to be able to talk about. But they can't really talk about anything because they're in the middle of a game, so they can't really give anything away. But like, why do they care in the house like what they're up to these days? Like, I don't see why they showed any of that. Like, they need to show that in the end on finale night when their votes are in or whatever, and then they're like, man, you guys got played or whatever they want to say. But it's just like, what was the point of that? Like, oh, okay, this is what's going on in your life right now. Cool.
Too soon for me to see Erica again. I was talking about that the other day. I'm not ready for seeing Erica outside of the house. It all happened too fast.
Yeah, I mean, it was nice to see some of the faces that have been out of the house. Just again, bad timing here.
I think you tweeted this right about how Johnny's face when he saw that Erica wasn't on the jury.
Yes, they thought that Erica might be on the jury, and Johnny was very visibly disappointed when he saw, man, that's my second vote in a row that was a definite vote for me, Marin and then Erica, and they're both not in the jury. Great, wonderful.
We see as Ryan. Honestly, when Ryan left and he said those comments about like own your lies and stuff, like, thank you, Ryan. I'm so glad he said stuff like that, because that's what we need to see. We need people in the jury. Like, it's good to have him as like basically the jury foreperson. And he's going to go in there and he's going to be the one being like, look, I know this game or whatever, typical Ryan stuff. But I like the fact that he's going to hopefully steer the jury in a direction that is based on who played the best game, not who was loyal to me, who lied to me the least, or anything like that. I like the fact that he's into like own your game, which is what we've been saying all along.
Yes. So we get to the votes and Ryan is evicted unanimously. It was unanimous against Johnny and he turned it all so that unanimously he is voted to stay in the house. Johnny, of all people. And Ryan is out the door. He hugs the suit of armor and heads out and talks to Arissa, who says, "What a difference a week makes." And I'm not sure if she was supposed to be sarcastic there, because this is what was supposed to happen a week ago.
And goodbye, Ryan. Goodbye. That was weird. The hug was weird. And I'm not sad to see him go. I'm glad he's finally out of the house. Sorry to all the Ryan fans out there.
Well, he's on my draft, so I'm a little sad. But at the same time, I'm very happy that Johnny stayed, because I feel like he's way more exciting. And to be honest, he's a little more deserving. Well, a lot more deserving to stay in the game, because he really is working his butt off to stay.
Yeah, yes. I was so excited last week when we thought that Ryan was possibly going home. But, you know, without the twist, he would have been going home. To see all of these big players, like maybe one or two of them have been laying a little bit lower than others. But the rest of the people that are in the house right now who have been playing, they are like a lot of them are working together. That's what we've been talking about all season, how fluid the house is, how everybody's been working together at some point or another, targeting each other at one point or another. So it was just so exciting to have Ryan out of that equation, because he really hadn't been involved in much. And then Erica left. So at least like now we kind of have that. I guess that, you know, we just kind of swapped Ryan and Erica's placements on one of them not making the jury. And yeah, but I'm glad that we have the final eight, I think that there is now. Yeah, the final eight that we have being these eight people.
Oh, yeah, yes, definitely.
And with Ryan leaving the game this week, it continues the streak. Every single person evicted from the house, except for obviously Rosina, who was forced to leave in that hell group. Every single person has been from the heaven group or one of the gatecrashers. Really? This hell group has been invulnerable since they had to evict one of themselves. Every single one of them is still in the game. Very.
So does that mean Olivia's next? Derek, right?
Really possible. Yeah, Derek and
Derek or Olivia.
And was Kayla safe? I think she was.
No, I think it was only Erica and Olivia, because they were blonde and we were saying all the brunettes are in.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah. So I really think it's probably Derek. Wow. If that's the prediction and Derek goes out this week before we know anything, like, that would be pretty crazy.
Crazy stuff.
Taryn just brought stock in him. That can't happen.
Well, you know what?
Only one.
I just bought stock in him, so it's gonna happen.
Yes. all right. And just another comment I saw on Reddit. Ariel Meme posted the DR count, the diary room count for the episode. Six to Allie as the most amount of diary rooms. Then five for Will. Johnny got four.
Shut it down.
Will and Allie.
Shut it down.
That's literally like Dan getting the third most amount of DRs on the week of the funeral. Like, it's nonsense. So let's see. From Gregory McBean, we have a question. How pumped are you that the coffin didn't have a twist in it? Very pumped. I'm very pumped. Melissa, are you pumped?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm pumped. But like, what the heck happened to Marcia? Like, how it looked like she was dead.
Marcia's like a mummy.
That, I don't know. I liked to alter Marcia better when she was in the Big Brother Canada 4 have not room. I don't know. This Marcia gave me a little bit of the creeps.
I like glammed up Marcia.
But it's still always fun to hear from the great Marcia the Moose.
It was funny, like taunting Will with a secret power and like being open about it. Like everyone thought that there was going to be some kind of secret power, and Marcia was just like, nah, it's just me.
And then when Will was like, he came back at the end to report back to Marcia what had happened. And she's like, yeah, I didn't understand a word you just said. I'm like, don't worry. Neither did any of us.
Matt wants to know in the chat, did Maddie get a DR? No, she did not.
No, she was not on the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Crazy, crazy stuff. And then, of course, to top it all off, we find out we will, in fact, be getting a triple eviction next week. Just in case you were worried that the players in the next couple of houses, in the next couple of seasons, were not going to spend half the season preparing for a triple, don't worry. They will be in fear of a triple forever. We will probably be losing a lot of the game in this triple. We're going to be going from eight down to five in this one eviction. And I'm not happy about this.
I'm really not happy about this. My least favorite eviction, like, of all time is the triple eviction. And I'm very, very, very upset about it. It's like, if I wasn't already upset enough about what went on this episode, now I'm fully upset, because it's just, it just kills everything. If they want so desperately to do a triple, do it super early when we don't care about anybody. Like, I just feel like it's just, I just hate it. I hate it so much. If they want to do two double evictions right in a row, that is fine by me, but don't do a triple. I hate that.
It's yes. frustrating, but at this point, I guess we have nothing left to do but just literally accept it, because it's happened. It's happening again for what, two consecutive seasons? We didn't get one in Big Brother Canada 4, but it's just like, all right, this is Big Brother Canada, and there will be a triple eviction as part of this Big Brother game, and there's nothing we can do about it.
See, I hate that argument. Oh, we do just you? Accept it. Like, what do you mean just accept it? Like, well, like it's I don't bad. Know. Like, we're not going to point out that it's bad.
No, I mean, I'm not saying you shouldn't have that opinion at all. Like, that's totally fine. I'm not going to like go get mad about it every time that they do it, because I know that that's going to keep happening.
Right. I mean, like, I'm not going to like cry myself to sleep tonight, but I am going to call them stupid for making a stupid move. Well,
I implore you to continue doing that. I'm just, yes. I don't know.
Yes. So that's all we've got, I think.
Feeds. Yeah,
we've got some stuff going down on the feeds. So we'll start to get into some spoiler territory here. So you can bounce out now if you don't want to know. Again, I recommend you check out the live feed updates from yesterday and today. That is the 18th and the 19th, where we talk about Johnny's journey to redemption. You'll be totally lost if you're not already for like what's going to be going down in the next week. So let's get into the feeds. Here's your chance. Leave now. We're going to be spoiling things. Go. All right.
Don't leave. There's no reason to leave.
We have an HOH winner. And the HOH winner is Johnny. Johnny has won the HOH. And my first reaction was, okay, bye, Johnny.
Yep.
You're in the triple.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Unless he wins veto.
Yeah,
which
Johnny.
Because, you know, he's been really good at competition so far.
It's the Kevin Martin spot. If he doesn't win that veto, mm-hmm. he is going home in the triple. Like, no questions asked.
Yep.
It's the worst possible position in Big Brother is to be the outgoing HOH on the triple. The triple eviction HOH is monstrously powerful. And to be the person that was in power leading into the spot where you can take out two people at once, it basically guarantees that you are going to be targeted. Johnny absolutely is Kevin Martin right now, and he will need to pull out the win just as Kevin Martin did.
Yeah, because, well, I mean, honestly, I think his best move this week would have been to just like try and blend back into the background, you know, and like not have to make any decisions as to like where his loyalty lies or anything until he absolutely has to, because at this point, so many people in the house think that they're his number one and they're not. And so now he's really going to have to, you know, prove himself to people and make some moves. And it's just not a great position. I mean, especially with the triple coming up. So, you know, but Johnny was able to pull it off this week when we thought he was dead in the water. So, you know, you never know.
Yeah. Well, that triple lasts about like 5 seconds to get time to talk to people. And he's going to have
Johnny's a slow burn. Yeah. He's like, you know, a slow burn kind of guy. He's not,
if Alex
quick...
not doing the work for him. Then
yeah. Well, what will he do?
I've been thinking about this ever since I saw the triple spoilers on Twitter, like whether or not Johnny should win this. And I honestly think if I was Johnny, I would go for this HOH, because the thing is, the way that Johnny managed to survive this week, it was so delicate. And if there's a shift in power, I don't think it holds. I think that this all crumbles under the weight of the second people talk about, like, okay, now that it's over, now that we're not worried about the vote flipping or anything like that, and there's new power and I might be in trouble, I need to start spilling my guts. The second one person starts spilling their guts, it becomes very clear that Johnny was behind the scenes, and the target could easily just go straight back onto Johnny. And without knowing for sure that there will be a triple at all, or even if there is one, that it will be the next week, I think you have to go for HOH and make sure you stay safe during the transition of, okay, I've been balancing these people like on multiple hands, multiple trays, and I need to be safe and in power when it all comes crashing down so they can rebuild a more solid foundation. So I can't really blame him too much for wanting to win this, not knowing that there's a triple coming up for sure. But of course, once we find out that it's definitely a triple next week, I think the obvious decision is throw it and take your chances this week and then hope that you can win the HOH and the triple, which is a terrible thing to have to be your best move, but that's Big Brother Canada for you.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I feel like he's got like an above 0% chance of making it through the triple if he doesn't win the veto. Like, his chances are really, really low, but there's like one person, maybe two people, that if they want HOH during the triple, that if he spends this week working hard on them, like, I'm thinking like in terms of like a Will. If Will still sees, you know, Allie and Olivia coming after him next week, possibly Paris, maybe if she's, you know, if one of Dayla goes out this week and Allie and Liv are still in the house, she's gonna want them out. So there's like little windows that he could possibly sneak through to get past that, but it really will be hard. I do agree with you though that I don't know if it made sense, but it's not the worst thing in the world that he won this.
Yeah knowing what he knows, it's like, you know, you can't assume that there's going to be a triple, although they all have been preparing for the fact that there's a triple. So I'm a little surprised that he wasn't thinking like that. But I guess, you know, he just got off the block. He just miraculously saved himself. He probably wants a week where he doesn't have to worry. But yeah.
Yes, it's definitely interesting. I think, you know, trying to suss out, like, what is Johnny's best move here? Should he try and take out the best competitor? Should he try and take out, like, Kayla or Derek, who would be his strongest competition in a veto competition if he has to win that veto? Or should he try and leave the biggest targets in the house, as in Derek and Kayla, hope that maybe he gets nominated next to them and that they go out instead of him? I'd probably go to take out the better competitor, just because I would assume that people wouldn't find it necessary to take out both Derek and Kayla. They'd be like, well, we can take out one of them and Johnny. So it's a tough spot. And I think there's going to be a lot of maneuvering and a lot of questioning. The stuff that was happening that Matt was freaking out about is there was a house meeting called, apparently. There's people, again, like I said, Johnny was juggling all of these different people with all of these different lives. And now that he's in power, the fallout is immediate. Everything is coming crashing down around him, and luckily he's in power, so it's not falling back on him. But people are calling themselves out. Paris apparently was arguing with Kayla. Maybe there is all Allie was yelling, I think, a little bit. People are all over the place here.
Well, yeah, it sounds like when Feeds came back, Dayla was in the HOH room talking to Johnny, and Kayla was just going off and kind of spilling everybody else's dirt about how they were all trying to get Johnny to go last week, and everybody else is like, somehow they all got together for a house meeting, and everyone is throwing each other under the bus, saying, you didn't want Johnny to stay last week, you didn't want Johnny to stay last week, and meanwhile, like, all of them at one point didn't want Johnny to stay last week, but like, they're gonna obviously have to keep throwing each other under the bus. And there's been so much tension building up over forever, honestly, between some of these people, like between Paris and Kayla, that this seems like a pretty good time that they're going to explode on each other. Allie and Liv have been distancing themselves from Kayla. They're gonna throw Kayla just as far under the bus as she's gonna throw them. There's nobody in the house that has any reason to hold back any information that they have, because they all feel so good with Johnny, like we've been saying, and they need to make sure that they're the one getting in his ear. And I don't know who actually will, but it'll be fun.
Yes. And I was thinking, and I almost said it during the non-spoiler part, but I was thinking, and Andy points this out, how are they going to edit this without crediting Johnny? I think this is great for us who want to see mm-hmm. the stuff happen on the feeds. This is a ton of drama happening, and surely they can't show this without some amount of context. Mm-hmm. And since Johnny is in power here, hopefully he gets the credit for it. Hopefully what will happen is during the endurance competition, they'll go back, they'll show some of Johnny's campaigning. They'll show how a lot of people are saying a lot of different things, and then that will set up for this big blow up that's happening. Paris is apparently yelling at Kayla right now, and it's all over the place. Surely, I mean, I can't be overestimating them again, right?
You're doing it again.
You're definitely overestimating
them.
They're going to be like, oh, Johnny's sitting there clueless while everyone else is talking and throwing each other under the bus for no reason. Like,
Allie is smirking to us in the diary room.
Allie's like, just like I wanted.
I think you're doing it again. We always give them a little bit of credit, and we're like, surely they'll have to give us exactly what this looks like. There's no way that they can avoid it. And then they find a way to avoid it time after time. So, what are you going to do? Well, no, you hate that argument. Sorry.
I just hate when people are like, you're not allowed to say anything because this is Big Brother Canada. It always happens. You get replies to tweets that are like, what did you expect? Like, I expected this to happen, and I am appropriately saying it's still dumb, even though just because I expected something to happen doesn't mean it's not dumb.
I keep triggering you. I'm sorry. I don't need to.
Well, look, you tried to throw me under the bus to Melissa earlier.
Yeah, that wasn't even on the air. I thought that was just a little fun way to start off and get us rolling.
Yeah. Now we have to evict one of us. We've come to that moment.
All right, bye, Taryn.
See, Matt doesn't know what he's getting into. He's going to be in Boston next week. So this is my home turf.
That's true. All right. A visitor in my area of the country.
Yeah, because we're so vastly different, New York and Boston.
I've never been to Boston.
I mean, they are different, just not that far away. Kayla's throwing people under the bus left and right here. Interesting stuff. I think this is going to be a great week of feeds at the very least. And if Johnny does unfortunately go in the triple, at least there's not much left in the season after that. So there's that.
Great.
I think there's a lot of capable players left in the house, and I feel like there's going to be somebody that gets screwed during the triple eviction, just like they do every year. Just looking at the field right now, I have a hard time seeing more than like I feel like 7 out of the 8 players I can make a case for why they ultimately end up winning the game. I feel like there's a lot of good people left in the game that that have stuff to work with.
Who's number 8?
Derek.
Interesting.
I would say Will.
I think Derek, Will, and Maddie are the people that the fans would be a bit unhappy about.
I really like Derek I feel like he's fine. People hate on him a lot just for being boring, but I don't know. I feel like he's fine. It's just like I'd probably have him 8 out of 8 right now.
I feel like with the HOH and Vito win, he has some semblance of a case, and plus like his social skills are really good. So I feel like he has some sort of case for why. Will, I mean, imagine Will trying to make a plea to the jury about why he needs to win. And
yeah,
I don't know if I see that happening.
It's just tricky because all of the goats are gone. Like, they got rid of like Marin, who they said everybody will beat in the end. They got rid of Ryan, who, I mean, this week they were saying that Ryan had a chance to win, but it seems like all of the people who would have been the, you know, quote unquote easy wins are gone. So it's like,
I'd much prefer it this way.
Yeah, exactly. But I still feel like even if Derek gets to the end, it's like the person he's going to be sitting next to is probably going to have played a better game than him, or maybe if it's like a Derek and Maddie final two in that dream scenario, who wins in there? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's crazy stuff. And like Kayla is throwing out like Paris. Oh, you've been talking about Maddie. Like, there is an entire season's worth of secrets just like flowing out of everybody right now. Like the entire house has been flipped off. This is what happens when this is a house shakedown. This is not like, oh, we saved Ryan to shake things up so he can get sent home.
Is not a shakeup.
This is what happens when you let people play the game and they play it well, and there's a bunch of good players in the house. This is insanity.
And if you want to watch it, you need to turn the feeds on tonight and watch it yourself, because you know that this isn't going to make it to the episode. We need time for Wendy's. We need time for Hasbro. And I'm not even trying to like throw shade in the show right now. I'm being like completely serious. If you want to watch this go down, you're probably going to have to turn on the feeds tonight or you're going to miss it.
Yes, or tune in tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern as I update you on everything that happens.
Always with the plugs. They're going to watch anyway. Just...
I will do. Look, you remember Big Brother 19 when I did full renditions of arguments? I will do a full rendition of the whole blow up from tonight on the update tomorrow. So make sure you tune in for that. Crazy stuff. Another plug, actually. I will be speaking with Ryan tomorrow for an exit interview. Talking to a juror. They're very strict about what we can do and say. So if it's a little bland, I apologize, but it'll be interesting nonetheless.
If there's any way that you can throw in there that we're happy that he said that comment about the jury,
not allowed to do anything like that. Nope.
I don't know if you can ask him, but I'd be interested to hear what he thinks about how everybody's been calling him a mastermind all season and a manipulator and all this, because surely he doesn't think that that's true at all. So I'm just curious to hear eventually whether it's tomorrow or whether it's after the season, like if he actually thinks that he did do some kind of manipulation, or if he understands as much as we do that like none of that made any sense.
I think those kinds of questions will probably have to be saved for postseason. But what I'm interested in finding out, of course, is who he thinks is playing well, who he's interested in voting for if it comes down to a final two, and that sort of thing. So good stuff heading toward us tomorrow when I talk to Ryan. And of course, oh man, lots of fun stuff happening on the feeds. Lots of fun stuff happening on, man, this season is so good and the episodes are so bad. It's ridiculous.
I know the dissonance between those two. It's just insane, because it's like, I'm loving the feeds this season. I'm loving them. It's amazing. I love the cast. I love it all. And then the episodes are just so bad and so terrible to watch. And I just like it. It's so weird to me how they're just so different. They can't be the same show.
I will say I crack like the biggest smile every time that we get Olivia on the show. She's just been like the bright spot every time that we have any Olivia segments. Like I like her in the house on the feeds too, but like I need some kind of like comedy to like bring me up when the rest of the show is being edited like so weirdly and stuff. I need the Olivia segments. So keep those coming.
I'm very happy with how Olivia has turned out from her initial interviews when we were like, what the heck? And now she's like, awesome. I love it.
And like, she's been playing a decent game too, but except for this morning when she was like, oh yeah, I just told Ryan that I'm still voting to keep him, like F jury management. And I was like, oh yeah, no, what are you doing?
And what I love about Liv's edit is they're not pretending she's a mastermind. It's always good when they don't do that.
Yeah.
Right. Let's not do that, but let's, you know, not give the credit. Whatever. That we're done with that.
Yeah. Well, looks like they're fighting over who was really behind the vote to save Johnny right now, which was inevitable. Allie and Will are fighting about it.
I want to watch.
Yeah. Again, just like very, very happy about what's happening on the feeds. Hopefully we get more of it in the episodes moving forward. Let me know if you have any questions for us before we start to wrap this up. I saw a lot of people also upset about the edit. Binky Productions on Twitter says, in Quebec, we don't do that. The thing that Will was doing with the fish. I have no idea what that is. So not every Canadian knows.
No, I think they said it was a Newfoundland thing.
Yeah, but there wasn't a portion of the edit where Will explained to the house guests or the audience, this is what this is and this is what this means. I was very
confused.
They must
know what it is, but it must come from where Will's from. You know what I mean? Like it must be something that originates there, but everyone like knows about it. I don't know.
Okay, I'm seeing some more. M on Twitter says it's a Newfoundland tradition. It's a Canadian thing. You got to kiss the cod. Miteri on Twitter says screeching in is a kind of traditional ceremony here in Newfoundland that initiates somebody into being an honorary Newfoundler. Screech is traditional Newfoundland liquor. Kissing the codfish represents our fishing industry, and long may your big jib draw means good luck.
Oh, is that what they were saying? I like the English version of it.
I love how everyone's just like, what? What's the problem, guys? You have to kiss the cod. Duh. Like, that's like a normal thing or something. That's just like...
And I love the vegetarian kiss from Johnny. Yeah.
I went back and read what I wrote down. I was pretty close. I wrote, long may your big jib jaw.
That's what almost I thought there. It was. Long almost may there. Your big jib jaw. What is it? Draw? Jib jab draw?
Yes, draw.
Draw.
I assume it's a fishing thing, like a, you know, your big jib draws along the, I don't know.
Yeah, draw probably. Your big jib. I don't know.
Oh man, that that sounded interesting. let's see. What big move did Johnny actually do to flip the house?
Oh, come on, really?
Watch the updates in the morning.
yeah, that's essentially it. Well, there was no single big move. It was a lot of just Johnny convincing people that it was their idea and that they were convincing other people and that he would be most loyal to them. And he also did a lot of disrupting the current status quo in the house. So Ali is saying to Johnny Ren, I don't think it's fair to single anybody out for wanting you out last week. Everybody wanted you out. Everybody's just spilling everything to Johnny right now. Interesting stuff.
I mean, who do you think at the end of the day is going to get their way with him? I feel like it's really going to be hard for Dayla to dig themselves out of this hole. I don't know why he would have any incentive to go in any other direction besides nominating the two of them.
It's interesting. I mean, like I said, you know, maybe he wants them there as alternative targets for a potential triple. Maybe he wants them out of the way so that he's more likely to win a veto. If it's the same kind of veto, I have to assume that Johnny has some kind of leg up. His biggest, like the veto competition where they run back and forth, it tends to favor the more athletic people. Johnny is one of the most athletic people in the house. So he'd have an advantage there. He's also a super fan of the show. Hopefully he knows about Kevin's method, which is to gather them all up first. But I know for a fact that Maddie and Paris also know that method. They studied Kevin Martin's ways. So who knows? But I think you have to go full Kevin Martin here and just go to try to maximize your chances of winning the veto and the triple.
Yeah, he's got to put Stela up and he's got to just spend the rest of the week working the other two sides, the trio and then Ali and Olivia against each other, because that's the only way that he can potentially find an out in if both of those groups are targeting each other going into next week and they don't think that Johnny is the person they need to get out, then that's the only place that he can go to right now. But he needs Dayla, at least one of them gone for that to work out.
Yes.
And I feel like maybe he could also make something happen here with Derek. Like if he can manage to get Kayla out of the house and he can pull Derek in, who Derek has nobody besides Will, and he can say, all right, let's stick the three of us together. We have to get out Ali and Olivia. We have to get out Paris and Maddie. I feel like he could reel in Devin. Who the heck is Devin? Derek.
Couldn't a possible strategy be to get Derek and Kayla on his side, because the odds of Kayla winning this next HOH or maybe Derek is like pretty good. So like, couldn't it be good to get them on his side and also Ali and Olivia and go after Paris, Will and Maddie? And that way, one of the people who wins the triple probably won't target him if he can actually like forge some sort of bond with them. I mean, I feel like otherwise it's like, okay, he just has to win the veto. Whereas maybe if he can get them on his side, it could be, you know, he doesn't even have to win the veto because he's not even in danger. I mean, I know the odds of that are very slim, but I feel like that could be a good option if they're open to it.
I feel like the problem with that tactic is that if he teams up with Dayla or with any of the groups, then he is going to essentially critically wound one of the other groups, right? So if he teams up with Dela to go after Paris, Will, and Maddie, then he takes out Paris or Maddie or Will, then they're not as threatening anymore. And in a triple, you don't need to take both of those people, both of the remainder out. You can take one out and oh yeah. And there's also Johnny who can go out. Like, that's the problem with the triple, is that it makes it just so easy to go, you know, I normally wouldn't target Johnny here, but it's two for one deal. So I might as well just sweep him out of here while I have the option.
Yeah, and I think it's hard. It's going to be hard for anybody, for him to convince anybody that like Paris, Maddie, and Will are like the highest targets in the house right now, because they have like a collective zero comp wins. So at this point in the game, like, you need to be able to beat everybody else. So I don't know. Like, even though Maddie's going after Allie and Olivia, like, I still feel like if Allie or Olivia had won HOH this week, I don't know if Maddie would have been the person that they actually wanted out of the house. I feel like you need to get some comp people out of the house right now.
Yeah, I think what you have to do is take the shot at Dela and then try to work with one of or at least play the other groups against each other, right? Like, so try to convince Allie and Liv that they need to target Paris, Maddie, and Will plus the remainder of Dela in the triple, and then do the same for Paris, Maddie, and Will with Allie and Liv. You know, essentially you have three groups. Just can be like, it's going to be difficult to socially maneuver around them anyway, so just take out the biggest target, the biggest competition for winning the veto, and then do the same thing that you would have done with them, because it's a tough road regardless, so you might as well maximize those veto odds.
Yep.
Yes. All right. I think we can start to wrap this up here. Does anyone have a hashtag that we can use for this episode? Let me know in the chat. It's sounding like Kayla was apparently saying, I think we're going on the block this week, and Johnny said maybe that's true. So maybe he will be nominating Kayla and Derek. Yes. But who knows?
He can't give one of them a chance to pull themselves off, and there's no chance he goes for the other ones. That's just, I don't see it.
I'm seeing hashtag Johnny did it. I like that.
Someone's got to give him the credit.
Yeah.
Somebody. Of course, make sure you check out the Taran Show. This week I spoke with June Song. Very, very, very great episode. I highly recommend it. If you don't usually check them out, this is one to check out. If you were somebody that like loved the Brent stuff, you're going to love the June stuff. So make sure you check out June's episode. I also just spoke with Ben Driebergen today for next week's episode of the Taran Show. He's got some stuff that he's gone through as well. So, interesting chat with Ben. Looking forward to releasing that next week. Check all of that out. Of course, check out our live feed update tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern, and our X interview that will be coming to you later on in that day. And then, of course, Monday night, Rob will be back to recap the Monday night episode. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taran. Matt is at Matt Ligori. Melissa is at It's Melissa with three A's. You can subscribe to this podcast on the dedicated Big Brother feed or the reality TV Rehap Up feed, where you can get all kinds of great podcasts. You can rate us on iTunes and all of that great stuff as well. And you can find us on robiswebsite.com. Leave a comment there. Matt, do you have anything you want to plug?
No, it's the end of the week, so I don't even know who I'm doing rankings with this week. But thanks for having me. I'm glad I finally got to talk to Melissa on a podcast. I'm glad to throw Taran under the bus to start it off. And yeah, fun stuff. Can't wait for Boston next week. We'll hopefully have some live morning updates from Podcast House, and anybody tune into those. Those should be fun.
Yes, probably going to be having some sort of live viewing of the triple eviction at Podcast House in Boston. So maybe we'll do some kind of stream with that. I don't know.
With like 10 people in a house, we'll see how long we can go without being spoiled. If we can keep everybody off Twitter.
Oh my God. If they spoil me, I'm going to murder them.
No, we'll put everybody's phones in like a bucket or something, and nobody can look until it starts.
Man, I love this. I love this season. I think it's so much fun. Just disregard the show. Just disregard the show and ignore the fact that they're trying to ruin it with twists. So thank you everyone so much for joining us. For Matt and Melissa, I am Taryn Armstrong. Hashtag Johnny Did It. We'll see you next time.